Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll for
tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Well, good evening, good morning, or good night, wherever you're listening from. This is Martin Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio with the latest galactic news. I have a very distinguished and special friend and guest tonight. His name is Ronald Heed, and he has for many years given insight and knowledge and calm feelings by channeling Michael and later also the council since a couple of years. And he plays a very important role in our ascension process by the messages he's bringing forth from spirit. So I'm very honored and happy to have Ronald Heed here with us on ET First Contact Radio. So Ronald, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes, and it's really feels very good for me to to have the energy that you are providing with your messages and also in your voice to the listeners. Because as I said before the show, I have listened to many of the YouTube videos that you did with Susanna Spooner, where she was asking you the QHHT questions. And by the way, Susanna Spooner has been on the show. I still have to upload to YouTube, which I did with her, I think, in 2010 or 11. But anyway, Ron, I think that this radio show is actually dedicated for the listeners to have a little feeling of ease and of healing. And I think that is those are one of your most important qualities.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Yes. So, Ronald, maybe I can ask you first of all where your awakening started, how long that is ago, and how did it develop to channeling, and when Michael came to you for the first time, and how it developed into channeling the council. So maybe you can give us a little history update of yourself.
I'll shorten it up a lot because I was overseas in Japan in 1969, mm-hmm. when I first got interested in this sort of thing. And that was a long time ago, and there really wasn't much information out there. If I remember correctly, the big things were Edgar Cayce and Seth, and a lot of terms that we use now weren't even in our consciousness back then. So it's been a long, long trip. And there were always people whom I read who seemed to be so advanced, you know, that that I always wondered, you know, what's wrong with me? I can't do any of these things. And about 2009, I was listening to YouTube clips of something called solfeggio frequencies to meditate to. And then they started putting the solfeggio frequencies over the top of tracks that would entrain your brain into a theta state. And that was really nice. And as you know, when you're listening to YouTube, there's always a list of other recordings down the right-hand column that you can click on. And I kept noticing these things called theta healing. And I'm, what the heck is theta healing? So I started listening to a couple and searching online. And I found out what it was, and it sounded really interesting. So I bought a couple of the books, and I taught myself how to do this. Actually, I was trying to find out whether or not it worked. And when I found out that it did, I then took some classes. And so that was the real beginning of when I started to open up. Then about 2012, I had previously seen several times on Facebook Suzanne Spooner. And she had this thing called TAUK, which is T-A-U-K, meaning the Art of Universal Knowing. And she offered a course online for, because it was January 2012, she offered it for $20.12. Well, I thought that was cute. And I also thought, well, you know, what the heck, maybe it'll open me up some more. So I took the course. And TAUK is a method for people to learn to contact what we call spirit, maybe your relatives that have passed over, maybe your guides, and certainly before you do anything else, to always contact what we would call the source energy or God energy or divine energy first. That's very important because you don't want to be just opening up to anything. And so I did that, and it had exactly that effect. I was soon, after practicing it every day for about a week, I was having daily conversations with my guide, whose name was Amsa. And Amsa started putting me through, because this involves the swinging of a pendulum over a letterboard and your arms out in the air. And gosh, it, you know, a few sentences of spelling words out can really be hard on your arm. So Amsa started putting me through this, basically a course in how to do this better. And what I realized after it was over, after about a week, was that he had taught me to receive what he was sending telepathically. And from then on, things just snowballed, and I was getting longer and longer messages from him. And one night he finished and he said, "I have someone I want you to meet." And I said, "Fine." So this, and you could feel the energy change. I could feel it change. And this new energy said, "Hello, my name is Michael." "Really? Okay. Hello, nice to meet you." He said, "I understand that you spend a lot of time on Facebook." I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "You send a lot of activist and political things on Facebook." I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "You also spend a lot of time sending humorous things." I said, "Yes, I do. I believe people should enjoy their lives." He said, "You will stop doing that." And I said, "Pardon me?" He said, "You and I have a lot of work to do together, and that, while it is not wrong, does not fit in with the profile or the, what do you want to say, image of what we need to do." Okay. So I quickly ended that because it was kind of upsetting. And I went back to my Theta Healing meditation, and I went straight up to Source. And I said, "Pardon me, I have a question to ask. Was I just speaking to Archangel Michael?" And I got a resounding yes. So that's where that started. And he worked with me for another week or 10 days. Basically, getting rid of excess baggage that I shouldn't have been carrying around anyway. In other words, he was working on me. And then one night, he started giving me this message. And when he was done, because as this is coming in, I'm not paying any attention to the message itself. I'm just getting the words. Okay. So I went back and I read this, and it was about, I'm going to say, 300-400 words long. And it wasn't about me at all. And I read it and I said, "What do you want me to do with this?" He said, "Publish it." And I'm thinking, "Publish it? It's only a few hundred words. What do you mean, publish it?" I said, what do you mean? You want me to start a blog?" He said, "Yes." Okay, so that was the end of that. I got off and I got on his Facebook and I contacted Suzanne Spooner. And I said, "Suzanne, Michael wants me to start a blog and I don't know anything about starting a blog. How do I do that?" She says, "Well, I didn't know either, but a friend of mine just set one up for me. So if you want, I can set one up, but then I have to go to dinner. You'll have to play with it a little bit while I'm gone." I said, "Fine." So we did that, and by the time she got back, I didn't even need to. It's really not that difficult. Once somebody had set it up, if she hadn't done that, I don't know what I would have done. But by the time she got back, I had already figured out how to post things on there, and I had put up the cover photo and everything, and I published Michael's message. And I started getting another one every day. So that's where that came from. After a while of me, I also was working at a golf course at the time. And I had to be at work for the afternoons. So it turned out that every morning about 8 o'clock, I would start getting my message. And by lunchtime, I would have it and have it published on the web. And I'd be ready to eat lunch. And then I have to go to work. And this happened 7 days a week. And one day, Michael said, "You know, I think you're taking this to be an obligation and something that you have to do. And it is neither. And you need to stop thinking of it that way. So if it doesn't fit into your daily schedule, don't feel like you have to do it." So then the messages started, you know, well, every time I contacted him, I would get a message, but it wouldn't be every day. It would be 3 times a week or 2 times a week or whatever. And then he started coming through as Michael for the council. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I put that down for months. And one day, and I can't describe this any other way than to say, I was taken to see the council. I was taken to this huge, huge amphitheater. And you can think of this as a vision. You can think of it as a dream, a meditation, any way you want. It doesn't matter. But I was on the floor of this council chamber. There were about a dozen podiums around me, and this thing stretched upward for clean out of sight. And there were thousands and thousands of beings in those tiers of beings. And then I was brought back. Boom. That was it. I was brought back. And I was told that was the council. Oh. And I described this to other people that I knew. And everyone that I would be urged to describe it to would not be. I would start out by saying, you're going to think I'm crazy, but, you know, and everyone that I would describe that to or be urged, you know, feel the urge to tell about it would say, oh, yes, I know. I have been to the boardroom, or I have been to the council chamber. I have been to the amphitheater. Some would say, oh, yes, I've seen that on the spaceship. Basically, I think, and I was given in one of Suzanne's sessions, that people interpret this energetic meeting in whatever way makes sense to them. If it makes sense to them to interpret it as being on the spaceship, then that's what they saw. If it makes sense to them being in the boardroom with all of the directors, then that's what they saw. And so Michael kept trying to bow out of the, you know, he wanted me to just say the council, but I wouldn't let that happen. And then the messages started to peter out. And as soon as I basically was able to stop depending on the name Michael to draw readers and just say the council, then not only did the messages start to come back, but the entire tone of the messages changed. And so that's how I got to be a scribe for the council. That was kind of long-winded. I'm sorry, but that's what happened.
Wow, that's a very interesting story, Ron. Now, the message from a couple of days ago, the one before the last one,
right?
The council explained that the ascension process is now accelerating.
Yes.
To put it into everyday language, how can you describe, or how do you actually see yourself and the acceleration of the ascension process? What kind of practical things will change in our daily life?
Well, what I'm being given all along is that this process that we are calling ascension, the important part of the process is what is going on inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that happens outside of us is a mirror. It's the reflection of us. And it doesn't happen unless and until we change. So the ascension is the raising of our consciousness and the raising of our physical body's ability to contain more of our consciousness. And this has been the message not only from me, and Michael's pointed this out to me many times, it's not only the message that's coming through me, it's the message, if you read carefully, that is coming through all of the channels that you resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere in the world. I'm told hundreds of them that I don't even know the names of because I don't speak their language. Mm-hmm. Never heard of them before. But they're getting the same message.
Yes, indeed. And I also understand that we are actually descending, that we are integrating our higher self more and more to our physical body.
Yes. Yes. In fact, he said that to them it would seem more logical to call it descension. Mm-hmm. And I actually had someone contact me after that message and say that he's a Sufi and that's what they teach. That your higher self, the 90-some percent of you that your body could not contain when you came here, will, as we lift our consciousness and raise our cells' ability to hold this energy, we will be able to hold more of what we are. So it's not that we are becoming our higher self, it's that our higher selves are descending further into the body that we are and the place that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Without us spontaneously combusting or short-circuiting our brains.
Exactly. Well, may I ask you another question, Ron? Because I have something interesting. The last couple of weeks, but especially the last couple of days,
mm-hmm.
seems like I have less need of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I can work on my computer and drive many kilometers, and every now and then have a rest, but I have the feeling that this acceleration of the ascension, so in other words, the descension of our higher self into our physical bodies, is giving us larger capabilities, larger or more more complex. We can do more complex things in our daily life without getting tired or feeling exhausted. It's just I don't know if you're noticing this, but what do you think about it?
I've had other people describe that, Martin. What I'm finding is that everybody is in a different stage. Everybody started from a different spot. Everybody has different things to overcome. Although there are a lot of similarities, other people are describing exactly what you're describing. There are people who are sleeping 12, 13, 14 hours a day because they're going through so much.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are finding that what we call psychic abilities are coming online, and it's, you're going to think I'm crazy, but you know what happened to me yesterday? You know, mm-hmm. And I keep telling them, no, I'm not going to think you're crazy. I'm going to congratulate you and say, that's wonderful, you know. Other people aren't getting that at all. They're getting something entirely different. Each one is getting we have all had thousands of life experiences, and they've all been different. And there's a reason behind that. And so we all have to start from where we're standing and take the path to where we're going, and none of those paths are wrong. And so we all have different experiences.
And that's that's exactly how I see it. You can see that everybody in his own sense, in his own situation, because everybody is on a different path. But I can see that my path and the path for people that are close to me, in my surroundings, my environment,
mm-hmm.
I can see that where their life task is focused on, things are happening and qualities in the character of the person that make that person beautiful for who he or she is,
mm-hmm.
are intensifying. So those qualities, everybody has a special gift, you know?
Yes.
And everybody's special gift, where he or she is incarnated for, let's say the Dharma, is getting a more and more stronger focus, the red thread of their lives. It's like it's intensifying. Is that how I should see it? Is that also what
I think you're 100% correct. Yeah. You came here with gifts and abilities that you've developed over, let's say, thousands of lifetimes. A lot of people don't believe that, but I like the little cartoon that says the little boy's telling Grandpa, yeah, when I was your age, I didn't believe in reincarnation either. Yeah, so, you know. So you came here with all of these abilities that you developed over all of these lifetimes. You don't remember what they all are, but your soul does. And you came here to bring them because you could be useful at this time. Mm-hmm. Well, the people around you at this time, it wasn't so true 20 years ago, but the people around you at this time are probably very closely related to your purpose, and you're related to their purpose. Yes. Soul families, they call them.
Exactly.
I spent this last 6 months traveling back and forth across the whole western part of the United States. And I did QHHT sessions on dozens of people. And many of those people, I began to realize were part of a soul family. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I would imagine that people are going to start discovering that family that they're part of coalescing around themselves at this time, because this is the time that they came here for.
I feel that. I can feel that what you're saying, and I'm seeing it around me. But even on the internet, on connections on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else I want to say, Ron. And that's not to tease you or to flatter you, but. Your voice, and it's how I feel it, has a tremendous effect on me, and I think also the listeners, to feel at ease and to feel peaceful and also to feel healed. Are you planning to do something on healing people?
Well, Martin, I am a theta healer. Which is a method for being able to instantly change people's core beliefs way down into their subconscious, which are causing them problems in their lives. Also instantly change feelings about things. Have creator teach them in their soul how to feel things. For instance, I have worked with several people who were depressed, and when you asked them to feel joy, and it didn't work. And Theta Healing says, well, if they have never in their lives felt joy, how can you expect them to feel joy just because you tell them to? So you have the creator teach them how to feel joy, and problem solved. I also then learned Dolores Cannon's QHHT. Well, come on, after Suzanne Spooner had given me almost 40 QHHT sessions, how could I not decide to learn it myself? It's an amazing experience. So I learned that, and QHHT is a hypnosis technique which lets your higher self show you why Now, you and I both know for our own selves and for all of our friends, everybody we know, there's always the, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? What am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? All of these really important questions in life. And QHHT is Dolores Cannon's answer to how to contact your own higher self or subconscious or whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter. They don't care what you call it. And let them answer that for you by showing you your life experiences in your prior lives or prior experiences that caused these things, what you came here to learn, how you can best learn it, and heal your body at the same time if it needs it. And so, yes, I do. Well, anybody who heals will tell you they're not the one who is doing the healing.
Yes.
Creator is doing the healing.
I know. Ron.
Yes.
I just feel the need to ask you, not only for myself, but also for the listeners, if you want to do it, you're not obliged, to say a few healing words or give a little healing and let Prime Creator work through you. Is that okay?
Yes. Let me tell you what I'm allowed to do, though, and what I'm not allowed to do. And not just me, any Theta healer. You cannot make changes in another person without their express consent.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't work, sure, go have at it. Who cares? Go ahead. But if it works, you're going to change that person's beliefs. You're going to change their minds. You're going to change their very DNA. Mm-hmm. And so you must have their express permission. There is one exception to that. And that is that you can send Creator's unconditional love to anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I can do right now is I can take a couple of moments. And unfortunately, we're on the radio. What you will hear is I will go quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to Creator and I can command that a download be made to everyone who hears this and who you can close your eyes and extend your feelings and say yes. And mm-hmm. Creator will send that unconditional love download to everybody who says yes. Would you like me to do that?
That would be very wonderful.
Okay. Well, like I said, you're going to hear me go quiet for a minute, but I'll let you know when I'm back. Okay?
Sure. Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so like I said, all you need to do to receive that download is just close your eyes and feel feel your vibrational arms reach out and just say yes.
Mm-hmm. I must say that Well, I cannot put my finger on the, on it exactly, Ron. But I have this feeling I know you. I have a very familiar feeling with hearing your voice and speaking with you. But the way that I can explain it is that there are many people on this planet, and there is a change going on since decades now.
Yes.
Or longer. But it's accelerating. And there are people that have made a contract with Prime Creator and with each other before incarnating here to uplift, inform, and heal our fellow, let's call it light workers, who are here, who are now listening. And there are many that I can name: Suzanne Spooner, Ron Heen, Milène Lafon, of Melina Lafon, I mean, David Wilcock. There are so many. James Gilliland, you name them. Patricia Corey, not to forget. I can name hundreds of names.
Yes.
But I have the feeling that all of those people, Mike Quincy, Sheldon Idle, excuse me, that we are all on an assignment, a very important assignment, to create ascension all together. And you can now see that on the landscape of the internet, people are emerging, people are starting to write blogs, to channel benevolent extraterrestrial beings, or angels, or archangels, or councils, councils of 12, councils of 9, higher councils of Sirius, of Pleiades, of Inner Earth, the spiritual hierarchy, the Galactic Federation. And it's all like it's done on purpose. Like, we are here now to bring this knowledge back to humanity. And that's why I say I have the feeling that I know you, and that you and I have had maybe many lifetimes, maybe eons of time working together and knowing each other. That's the feeling I was getting after your healing meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here in a chair in a house that's owned by a friend of mine, two friends of mine, mm-hmm. whom I am sure we're all sure that we've known each other many times before. Mm-hmm. I met this summer, as I said, many people that I mm-hmm. know. We've been together before doing this for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. It's all led us, you and I and all of us, it's led us all to this point right now.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the, here's something that we're all going through also. All of the wonderful lives that we've had led us to this point.
Mm-hmm.
All of the terrible, horrible lives in our judgment that we've had led us to this point.
Mm-hmm.
It all got us here. So none of it was useless. None of it is blameworthy.
Mm-hmm.
None of it is something we should condemn ourselves for. I work with people healing them of these things all the time because they feel guilt for what they have done. Not necessary. Creator doesn't judge you. Stop judging yourselves. It all got us here, and this is why we came, and this is the job we have to do. And so you're right. You're absolutely right, Martin.
Now, the beauty of this, and speaking to the listeners and to you, Ron, to all the light workers, is at this moment we are speaking, something is happening. I have the feeling that we are all connecting energetically now, that we are all shaking hands, the ones that are responsible for the ascension process, all the light warriors and light workers. We are all now standing in a large circle around the Earth, or on all the hotspots on the Earth, and nodding at each other and saying, "Hey, we are all connected.
Yep.
We are here. We are doing this together." Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes, it is. And you're right. You're absolutely right. I find, just in the past week, I have seen a huge jump in the number of people that have contacted me on Facebook and the number of people that have sent me emails. And it's, yes, we're coming together. We're coming together now.
Yeah, this is the moment. This is the moment we are recognizing each other, understanding each other, and knowing from each other. We all, it's like a knowing, like an inner knowing. And and now, also, I have the feeling that we are going to create the new government, the new society, the golden era, because we recognize each other and know from about each other. Because of course we knew about each other. Of course we already know that there are light workers around the world. But until now, those light workers were people anonymously in some country, in some place, doing their thing. But now it's like all of us simultaneously are waking up right now, looking each other in the eyes, all of us at the same time, embracing each other, and it's like an agreement. It's like a promise that is coming true. It's coming, well, like Robert Potter is saying, the promise revealed. It's now being revealed. It's now happening.
Yes. And again, going back to what the council has said, it's because of the tipping point, you want to call it, or the fact that the consciousness of humanity, which is one thing, yes, there's 7 billion of us, but the consciousness of humanity is one thing. And as all the little individual parts of it, like Martin Horst and Ron Head and Suzanne Spooner and all the other people we know, as we each contribute our own awakening to it, that overall consciousness is reaching a tipping point. And when it does, huge change will happen. Now, this is not something new. Suzanne and I got last year in QHHT session the source consciousness said, this is not the first time you've done this. Just think, you had an industrial revolution. Same thing happened. When the consciousness of humanity reached a certain point, everything changed. Go back further, you had a Renaissance in Europe. What happened? What happened was the consciousness of humanity had finally had enough of what we call the Dark Ages, and everything changed. So that's what's happening now. We've had enough of what we don't like. Now we know what we do like, and everything will change.
It is happening right now.
Yes.
I feel that energetically.
Yep.
This is beautiful, Ron. This is very beautiful. May I ask you to... I've asked it to other people I interviewed, but I still believe it's an important question. Your vision for humanity right now and in the near future, and your vision of the golden age that is coming and that is here.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I have not given that a lot of thought, and I'll tell you why. I reached a point about 18 months ago where I actually sat down and I told my guides, the council, I told them, you know, you take the reins, you take me wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm not steering this ship so very well. And I don't know what's coming and you do. So you just point me and I'll go there. But what I see happening is that we know, humanity knows, you and I know, every individual you talked, almost every individual you would ever talk to knows, war is useless. Violence is useless. Fear is useless. Hate is useless. Anger is useless. And we know what is good. We define it, by the way. We define what is good and what is not good. There's really, it's only a scale that we decide, and it changes from time to time. But what has changed now is we know that all this violence and killing and greed and all of this, we're aware this is not good for us. And so what I see happening is this will go away because the higher vibration, the lighter vibration, what is better for mankind will always win out. It always has over the long haul. And as Esther Hicks, by the way, we'll plug Abraham for a second. As Esther Hicks has said, you can't get it wrong and you're never going to get there. Right? We will always see a better place for us to go. And that's where we're going now. But the difference is for us now, this will be a huge, huge, huge major change, bigger than anything humanity has ever seen before. And that is what they're telling me.
And that's what I see happening also. And there's a tremendous amount of love streaming in now, as we speak, from the cosmos, from Prime Creator, and that feeling is so beautiful to share and to feel, to experience. So, I think your message, last two messages, that ascension is accelerating, or in other words, that our higher self is descending into our bodies now, as we speak. It is really accelerating, and I feel it becoming stronger and stronger every second that is passing. There is a beautiful buildup of energy as we speak. So let's see where this is all leading to. And of course, I believe in love. I believe that love is the most important quality there is in life. And I think all life is coming forth from a feeling of love. And I think that God or Prime Creator is love. Doesn't matter what name you give it.
Right.
A name is only a vibration, is a word. But the meaning of Prime Creator, of our Creator, Creator of all life, of all things in the universe, of all sentient and non-sentient beings. Because to be in nature, to see how everything is always, after the cold winter, coming back to life. Isn't that a miracle, to see spring, to see new leaves coming on the trees? Because people take it for granted, but look at how amazing creation is, and love is, and life is. And look how amazing that people from two different countries, like you and me, Ronald, are connecting and doing a radio show, sharing our personal insights and feelings with the listeners, and also to know that they all understand it. They are all on the same road trip.
Mm-hmm.
We are all here right now experiencing the same, not the same experiences, but we are all in this stream, this flow of like a river. And we all know that very soon we will reach the great wide open, the great wide sea. The freedom that we will experience when we have all integrated our higher self with our physical self. And I think we are reaching the open waters very soon.
I think so too.
Yes. Ron, we have about 5 minutes left. Please share the name of your blog and your website.
Oh.
And how people can reach you. And maybe last but not least, also speak out your wishes for the listeners, what they can and will achieve.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I have a blog. The original blog is called Oracles and Healers. And that's, those are plural because I have a very, very good friend named Jennifer Farley. And so that makes two of us, Oracles and Healers. You'll see me post her creator writings that she gets from Creator every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's oraclesandhealers.wordpress.com. Then I'm on Facebook. And on Facebook, as well as my own name, Ron Head, that's my personal timeline, you will also find a page for ronheadqhht.com.
Mm-hmm.
There is speakingwithself.com, both the website and a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, what did I miss? I missed one. There's an Oracles and Healers Facebook page. So each of those has a website and a Facebook page. I would also like to mention that Suzanne Spooner, to whom I owe so much, has a site called Infinity Healers and a new site called Universal Mind Project, which, by the way, is just a beautiful meditation to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I also owe a great deal to DolorisCannon.com, Dolores Cannon, but the site is DolorisCannon.com. And what do I wish for the listeners? To put this in as short a thing as I can, I am sort of making my purpose, and I know there are many others doing this. You as well, Martin. My purpose is to help those who want help in opening themselves, in waking up, in clearing themselves, and in accomplishing what we are terming ascension. In other words, to help them be more in contact with the higher self, the divine self, that they really are. That's my purpose. I feel that's your purpose, Martin. And that's what I want to spend the rest of my life doing. I don't care what's in my bank account, and I don't care what I drive, and I don't care where I go, as long as I can do that.
Ronald, I want to give you a big embrace and a big energetic embrace to all the listeners. And I truly hope that you and I and Susanna Spooner will get together one day. And I do have to catch up with Susanna and invite her for another radio show. I was very closely and frequently in contact with her in the year 2011-2012.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to catch up with Susanna and also have another interview with Kelly Hampton that is also closely connected to Susanna. And So for now, all my dear friends from all over the world, this was Itzievers Contact Radio with Maarten Horst and Ronald Head. I thought I pronounced it as Heat, Ronald, and my apologies, but it is pronounced as Head, right?
It's okay. I've been called a lot worse, Maarten. Don't worry about it.
Take good care, my friend, and thank you so much for your help and your being here on the show. And I wish you all, and I wish you all the best of luck and all the best of luck to the listeners.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone listening.
Yes, namaste.
Namaste.
Hi, this is Llewellyn from Paradise Music, your source for the best in relaxation music. Be sure to hear more of our music at our website, www.paradisemusic.us.com. If you want the best in relaxation music, visit us at www.paradisemusic.us.com and enjoy hundreds of audio clips from all our talented artists.
Turn to convert all the bad vibes.